Okay, today is Daf Samach Hey. We're in Samach Dalet Amud Beis. We're the third to bottom line. This Gemara now is quite difficult to get to the two dots. It is. Okay, Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah, it would be Kedai for a minute to go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said as follows. The Mishnah said that if you have the two korbanos, right, the two animals, one dies, so it depends. If it died before the goral, just get another animal. If it died after the goral, right, then what do? If it died after the goral, you bring another pair, and then you have three animals, and then we had a big machlokas yesterday, which animal doesn't get used?
Right.
From the first pair or the second pair? Fine. Then the Mishnah said, where am I? Then it says, V'hasheni yira adchi yistoyev. Right, the second one, we don't know which second one, but whichever one it is, it's the third animal. Yimchar, it gets sold after it gets a mum. V'yiplu damav l'nadava. Right? Then the Gemara, the Mishnah says, She'ein chatos tzibur mesa. Because a chatos tzibur can't die. Right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, tumlus, it dies. It's put to death. Not that it gets the pasture, it's put to death. What did that mean? She'ein chatos tzibur mesa. Because there's no such thing as an owner dying if it's a tzibur. No one died here. The animal. She'ein chatos tzibur mesa. So Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, she'ein chatos tzibur mesa. What it means is, she'ein chatos tzibur, if it's a chatos tzibur, it never dies. The chatos itself is never put to death. Rather, it gets a mum. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, it gets put to death. Okay, good. Then Rabbi Yehuda said another thing. Then, we had this yesterday also, the old Amr of Yehuda, that even if the dam spilled, the other one has to die, and even if the Shisir Mishdaleach died, the other one has to spill, you have to spill the dam of the other carpenter, the chata. So Tanan, we went to the Mishnah, Shein chata tzibur mesa. Hadi yachid. What if this would be a carbon yachid? What if a similar situation would be in a carbon yachid? Then what would be the din? Ki haygav na mesa. Right? In the same situation, this is an inference. If it would be the same situation by a private individual, the animal would die. Now, how is that situation possible? We'll see. Bishlam al Rabbi Yochanan. This makes sense according to Rabbi Yochanan. That what? Rabbi Yochanan said, the Amar, Rashi reminds us, the Amar, Rabbi Yochanan said, Yireh Dimas Nisan, which animal gets put to pasture? Asheni Shebezug Rishon Kamar. The other animal, gesund, from the first pair. Right? Which means, Mishkachachla, you can find such a case, De'ilu Diyachid. How can an individual person have such a case? How can an individual person have, Kiyai Gavna, Tomus, Mishum Chatos Shechipru Ba'aleha. Right? What does that mean? How is it possible, according to Rabbi Yochanan, how is it possible for an individual person to have a similar situation? Says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's very good. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan said that this, from the second pair, you bring both animals. And the first pair, the one that died is dead, and the other one has to go to pasture. That makes perfect sense. Because if this would be a private individual, the first one would have to die. Makes perfect sense. How? What's the case? Halavai, it should be that simple. I know this is hard. We have to learn the next Rashi. It's very long, but others not going to understand what's flying here. And the Gemara said that it's possible because Rabbi Yochanan will hold like Rav Abba Amar Rav. What did Rav Abba Amar Rav say? Let's look at Rashi. It's a very long Rashi. It's the last skinny line of Rashi. The Amar Ben Masechtas Temura. He said a Masechtas Temura like this. Gavi Pluksa, the Rebbe V'Rabbanan. There's a machlokas in Temura between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Shenechleku. They argue in the following case. B'mafrish chatoso. Someone set aside a chatos. He brings a chatos. V'nevdo, and it got lost. He lost it. V'hifrish acheres tachteho. So he designates another chatos. Right? Then, v'nimtzeis rishona. Then he finds the first one. V'hareshtehen omdos. And they're both standing here. They're both standing here. Both chazes are standing here. The Ka'amar Rebbe, Rebbe said, Mischaper ba'achas mehen, whichever one you want, whichever one you want you can bring, Vashniya Tomus, the second one has to die. Because it's a chatos, shechipru ba'acher. It's one of the five that have to die. V'chacham omrim, ein chatos, shechipru ba'alea mesa. No. The only time there's such a thing as a chatos, where you got kapara from another animal, Ella, Shanim says, La'achar, Shechibru Bailam. That's only after the kapara happened. After the kapara happened. Oh, now I find the first one. I already brought the second one. I got my kapara. Now it turns up. Now it has to die. But if it turns up before I brought it, they're both standing here. Says the Chachamim, Avol Nimtza Kodim the kapara. But if it's found before the kapara, right? Ul Acha Hafrasha, but after I designated it, then row it. Then it just can go get to go to pasture. Okay? So they have a machlokas about that issue. The Amar Rav Ava, Rav Ava comes along. This is the Rav Ava quoted here. Amar Rav Ava, Aleha, about that machlokas. Hakal Modim, everybody agrees. Who's everybody? Rebbe and Rabbi Yochanan, Rebbe and the Chacham both agree. Hakal Modim, everybody agrees. She'im niskaper b'she'enu avuda. If you use the second one, I mean the one that was not lost. If you use the second one, the Hainu Shnia, the second one, Shehofresh Achron, that was designated second, Avuda Mesa. The one that was lost has to die. It's a little bit of a wrinkle. Why? Shekach Nemra Alach Moshe Misinai, Bechatos Sha'avdu, Bechatos is lost, V'nitzchapru Ba'alea Ba'acheres, Harishon Mesa. First one has to die. Lo Nechluku, what's the whole machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanon? Lo Nechluku, Ela Shenitzchaper Barishona. Ah, you use the first one. Vashni Omedes. Now the second one's standing here. Now what do I do? Ubaha Pligi. That's what they're arguing about. Rebbe Savar, Rebbe Hold.
What happened to the first one?
The first one, you lost it. You get a second one. Then you find the first one. You makar of the first one. Now what do you do with the second one? Is it machlokas about that? Rebbe Savar, Mafrish, Letzorech, Tashlumi, Avud, Ka'avudami. Rebbe says the first one has the status of a lost, and therefore it has to die. Rabbanan Savri, no. Lav Ka'avudami. It's not like it's lost, standing right here. Therefore it can go to pasture. Says Rashi, now explaining, V'gabi Masnisan Dehacha. Now in our case, what happened? You had a pair, one of them died. You got a second pair. Rabbi Yochanan holds that both animals from the second pair are brought, and the animal from the first pair has to die. No. The animal from the first pair goes to pasture.
Both animals are brought.
Both animals from the second pair are brought.
Okay.
You have the pair. One of them dies. You only have one animal now. What do? Get a second pair.
Right.
What do you do? Now you have three animals. Which of the two you only need two? Which of the two do you use? Both from the second pair, said Rabbi Yochanan. What about the one from the first pair? Goes to pasture. Why? Shein chatos tzibur mesa. And what if this would be a case of a yachid? Oh, that it would die. How's that possible? This. So God masnis nacha. Bishlomel Rabbi Yochanan. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar who said, Sheini shebezug rishon ketani masnis in yireh, that the second animal from the first pair, that's the one that goes to pasture. That's why he gave a reason. Because chatos tzibur don't die. Ha diyachid tamus. If this would be a carbon yachid, if it's possible such a thing, it would die. Dahavilei nischaper b'she'ena avuda. Because you got kapara with the non-lost one. It doesn't mean lost here. It means non-problem one. Meaning the second pair. Udechuya kamaisa. And it's dechuya, the hakal modim shatamas. And everybody would agree in Tumura that it has to die. Got all that? That's what the Gemara says. This whole makes sense according to Rabbi Yochanan. That what? That the second pair is totally used. So the first pair is considered like a lost animal. And you got kapar from the second pair. If this would be a korban yachid, everybody would hold the first pair has to die. Right? Happens to be that ein chatos tzibur mesa, so it's okay. But if it wouldn't be, not for that reason, everybody would agree to this. Right? Now, Kidrabi Ava Amar Rav. That's funny that it's Amar Rav. Rav is the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Yochanan. I'm not exactly sure what that means. Right? We had a Machlokas yesterday, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Now, we're Bishlom or Rabbi Yochanan. But according to Rav, we're going to have a Kasha. But Rav is the Deval member of this statement. I don't know how that works. You hear what I'm saying? I don't know how to make that make sense. Bishlom or Rabbi Yochanan, Kidrabi Abba Amar Rav. The Amar of Abba Amar Rav. Hakol modim, everybody would agree. Sheim nitzchaper b'she'ein avuda. Then if you get kapar with a non-lost one, which here is pair number two, avuda mesa. She'ein avuda. Nitzchaper b'she'ein avuda. If you get kapar with the non-lost one, meaning pair number two, avuda mesa. Pair number one has to die. Right? Right. What? Elul Rav, but according to Rav, that what? Rav said the animal from the first pair is brought, not from the second pair, right? And the one from the second pair has to get to pasture, right? You bring one from one and one from the second pair, and the other from the second pair has to go to pasture. That's what Rav said. Havalei kemafrish shtei chatos lachrayis. What is this like? Basically, it's like people. There are certain people in the world. They're very anal, and they mafresh achatos. They're afraid that ill thing will happen to it, so they mafresh another one as a backup. It's called achrayit. Now, what happens? You bring the first one. Nothing happens to the animal. It's all good. So you bring the first one. Now the second one. What do you do with the second one? Doesn't have to die. There's a chatos yachid. Doesn't have to die, right? The Amar of Oshia hifresh shtei chatos lachrayit. If you do that. If you designate a second chatos as a backup, mitzchaper ba'achas mehem, so you get a kapara from one of them, vashniya tira. Second one goes to pasture. So why did the Gemara say, the Mishnah said, the reason is because ein chatos tzibur mesa. Whichever animal's left over, ein chatos tzibur mesa. Which implies, that if it's a chatos yachid, it would be mesa. How does that fit according to Rav? According to Rav, why should it be go to mesa? That's the Gemara's kasha. The whole kasha is on an inference. Right? Now, answers the Gemara. I'll tell you why. Kivan to Amar Rava. Since Rava said yesterday, Rav, Savala Kribyosi, that Rav holds like Kribyosi, the Amar Mitzvah Barishon, that the mitzvah is with the first one. Therefore, Meikara, originally, Kimafrish Li'ibudami. When you mafresh it, it's as if it's lost. What does that mean? Says Rashi, kivon de b'mitzvah berishon. Since the mitzvah is with the first one, meikara, so originally, ki afreshe lahai sheni. Why are you designating a second one? Not because it's a chrayas, the backup. That's not the reason. Adaite de ibud afreshe. You did it because a loss happened. Meaning, it died. We're trying to say, well, Rav, according to Rav, it's like a backup. It's not true. That's not why you did it. You did it because it died. So I only have one animal. I need a second pair. You go bring a second pair. Now, which one do I bring? I bring from the first pair. Why? I mean, it's from Barishon. That's not the new backups. Therefore, velo gara mi mafrish li'ibud. It's not any worse than being mafrish because you lost it. Umas nisin rebihi. V'hachi amrina b'mesechtes tamura the Rav k'rebi moki la masnitzim. Rav holds like Rebbe, that what? The Rebbe has to die, and therefore it would be chatos yachid, it would have to die. Why doesn't it? Because it's a chatos tzibur, ein chatos tzibur mesa. Okay. Now, so far so good? Anyone still with me? That was quite difficult. Now, Tanan, the Mishnah continued. The Mishnah, by the way, it makes perfect sense. Huh? No one asked questions, there'd be no one understanding. Tanan, you don't understand it?
No, you gotta just go with the wife and case.
Yeah. Tanan, but the Mishnah said one more thing. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Tamuz. Rabbi Yehuda says, I hold it does die. Well, Adam, what about this dinner of Ein Chatos Tzibur Mesa? I don't hold from that. In this context, maybe. I don't hold from that. So it does have to die. Now, Bishlom or Rabbi Yochanan, that makes sense according to Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar who said, Sheni Shebezog Rishon Yira, the first animal of the other animal of the first pair goes to pasture. Rabbi Yehuda Yamas, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to die. Mischaper B'Sheni Shebezog Sheni. Why? Because Kapar is gotten from both animals, the second pair. There's one animal here from the first. What do you do with it? It has to die. El Rav, but according to Rav, the Amar who said, Sheni Shebezug Sheni Yireh. The second one from the second pair goes to pasture. Lord Yehuda Yamus. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to die. Lord Yehuda, B'mayim Mechaper. Where is Rabbi Yehuda's Kapara coming from? Why? Because the first one is a Vadai Dichoy.
Right.
It's a Dichoy. And the second one has to die. Right. So which one is it? What?
Second one you put in the pasture.
No, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it has to die.
So we just said
no. Ain dichui in live animals. We said that.
What?
We said that ain dichui in animals that are alive. So there is no dichui.
The other sheni shebezug sheni here.
No, you're saying a good point. However, what you just said is going to be another kasha, because you just said that there can't be a dichui by live animals. The problem with that is, according to Yehuda, we do have that. So therefore the answer is. Me savrit Rabbi Yehuda Asheni Shebezug Sheni Kai. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like that. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree that the second animal from the second pair goes to pasture. Rabbi Yehuda Asheni Shebezug Rishon Kai. The second one of the first pair goes. He argues that Rabbi doesn't hold like that. Not Rabbi. Rav, right? Rav. Just kashas on Rav. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like Rav. Or Rav doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. They don't have to jive. Therefore, it's a whole different akasha. Rabbi Yehuda has his own unique shita. No one holds like that. Vikud dekamosiv hachi.
This will not be difficult if this is charged, by the way. You know, right?
Correct. If this is out of chart, this will be very easy. Because it's just different, just plugging in different opinions. Now, Vikud dekamosiv hachi. Others ask the following. One second. V'od Omar Rabbi. This is the same thing we said yesterday. V'od Omar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said something else. What did he say? Nishbach Adam Yamas HaMishtaleach. Let's say the blood spilled. Now what do you do? So in other words, I have two animals. I shech the Sir Lashem. I'm busy with it. And the blood spilled. What do I do now? I have to get another animal. Do I have to get another Mishtaleach? Says Rabbi Yehuda, yes. Why? What am I doing with it? Because it's connected. So, if you think about it, now Mesa Mishtaleach, let's say the other one for Shir Lazal drops dead. Do I have to get another animal for the Hashem? Yes. Right? Nishbach Adam. He spilled the dam, meaning get another one. Now, one second. Bishlom Rav. That only makes sense according to Rav. Why? Reisha, because why? Reisha Pligi Bechatos Tzibur. The Reisha, they're talking about a Chatos Tzibur, where the Gemara held, where the Mishnah there said, you have to get a second pair. Now there are three animals. One of the three gets the pasture. The seifa pligi bebalei chayim. The seifa is a little bit different. It's alive. The only question is, it can't be used. What do you do? We had this issue yesterday. If anybody remembers, we said the exact same thing yesterday. El Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, what did Rabbi Yochanan hold? Rabbi Yochanan held that even in the Reisha, there's a question of Dichui. Why? Because the first animal of the first pair is not being used. Why not? Because it's Dichui. Once it's Dichui, it's Dichui forever. So what is Rabbi Yehuda adding with the second case? What's he adding? According to Rav, he's adding a big Chiddush. Because according to Rav, Rav doesn't hold from Dichui. And even if he holds from Dichui, he holds that Dichui could be resurrected. We had to yesterday, remember?
Right.
The animal is no good. Why is it no good? Because there's no partner. Get a partner, it'll come back and be good. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, once it's no good, it's no good. So now, Rabbi Yehuda comes along with a second case. And by the way, even if it didn't die, but it spilled, it's also no good. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no chiddush in that. According to Rav, there's a big chiddush. According to Rav, there's no chiddush in that. I'm sorry. According to Rav, there's a big chiddush in that. Why? Nobody died. And it's still a question of dichur. Rabbi Yehuda can hold that. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, in the first case of the animals dying, what do we say? There's a dichui. In the second case, Rabbi Yehuda says, there's even a dichui if it spills. What's the chiddush in that? According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's redundant. My va'od. What do you mean va'od, another case? It's the exact same thing. So you're right, kasha, that's a kasha. Yesterday we said, I told you that the Mishnah goes like Rav. The Mishnah makes much more sense like Rav. Okay. That was quite difficult. Does it get easier? I think it does. Okay. Next. Va'od Amr of Yehuda, Nishbach Adam, Yomas HaMishnah Aleach. Right? Rabbi Yehuda said again, even if the blood spilled, the other animal has to go die, has to get rid of it, because you can't have it doesn't have a partner. Now, Bishloma, Nishbach Adam, Yomas HaMishnah Aleach. I understand. If the dam spilled, you have to kill let the other one die. Da'katilo is Avid Mitzvasa, because he didn't do his mitzvah yet. Listen to this. Elameis HaMishtaleach. But if the Mishtaleach dies, Amai Yishbuch Adam. Why do you have to spill the dam? In other words, if the Seir Mishtaleach dies on the base of Mikdash grounds, well, you have to actually go take it to a cliff and throw it off. Died right here. Didn't you really do what you're supposed to do with it here? What do you have to do with it more? Walk it to a cliff and throw it off? It died right here. You did the mitzvah already. It's all good, says Rashi. The third line, third white line on the bottom. Why do you need another one? We make you bring two more. Ulahagril, make another goril. Lishbach dam arishon, spill the dam of the first one. You're done. You did your mitzvah. Why? Dishtir mishtaleach, kol davar ha-ma'akim bo. What do you have to do for Sir Mishtaleach? What do you have to do? One thing. You know what the one thing is? Have a goral. Have a goral. That's all you have to do. Eino ella hagrola bilvad. Kovea goral shal shem al shalo. And then, it must be a mistake. Daha shmeinele levhuda damar lo hisvade kosher. What if you didn't do vidui on the Sir Mishtaleach? I didn't do vidui. It's okay. V'koshkein the shiluach. What, you have to actually send it out? Don't hold like that. When it says chuka, advarim shehakohen osui, the big deal of them. Not by that designated guy who's going to walk it out to the cliff. I don't need that. So it died right here. It's all good. What do I have to do more? Has to be alive so I can walk it to the cliff and throw it off? That's not ma'akev. Vidui, it's not ma'akev. Nothing's ma'akev. So I think Ma'akev is the girl. I did the girl. Now drop dead.
I thought that everything that's on the people service is Ma'akev.
What? So that's who's coming along and saying. None of that's Ma'akev. Only the Akev is business with the kahuna. What's the kahuna? The girls. I did that.
So it's really reading out so very hard. So he does the girl and slams the Azazel with the rock over his head.
I can't say he can do it. I can't say he can do B'mezid. Maybe yes. But here it died. So I'm not saying, we're saying here that I didn't do...
Who are supposed to do an action to the animal?
I understand. So the bidiyah is not ma'akev. So the question is, fine, I know it doesn't sound like a gipper. Why am I spilling out the dam of the other animal, of the pair, of the other one, of the partner? Why am I doing that? Because I didn't have a man to come walk it down there. That's not ma'akev. That's the question. What's the answer? Amri debay Rabbi Yanai, Amar Kra, the Pasuk, what are you talking about? The Pasuk says, Yamod Chai, Lefnei Hashem L'chaper. Ad Masa Yehid Zakuk Liyot Chai, Ad Shas Ma'adam Shal Chavero. It has to be alive, as you're right. All that's not Ma'akev. Well, that's just the girl. It has to be alive until you finish the service with the Dama, with the other Seir. That has to be alive that long. So if it dies in the middle of that, no good. Now, Tanan Hassan, we look like this.
After that, and you don't bring it out, it's okay?
It could be. As you're walking, it drops dead? Yeah. You're walking down to the cliff and it drops on the way? It could be good. Because it's not ma'akev. It could be. Tanan Hassan, we learned in Shkalim, B'nei Ha'ir, let's say you have townspeople, Sheshalchu es Shiklehen, they send their shekels with some guy. And lo and behold, the Nignevu, he gets robbed. The guy gets robbed. We'll call him Reuven. Reuven gets robbed. Reuven has the shkal of the entire town in his pocket. And it gets robbed. Or he loses it. So im nitruma truma, if the trumas have already begun, meaning the money belonged already to the Beis HaMikdash, it just was in Reuven's pocket still, but it really belonged to them. So nishban le the gizbar. He has to swear to the gizbar, listen, I was robbed. He makes a shavua. V'im lav, but if they didn't start the truma yet, meaning it still belongs to the townspeople, then Livnei Ha'ir, he has to swear to the Bnei Ha'ir. Listen, I got dropped. Ubnei Ha'ir, Shoklin Acherin Tachdin. They have to give another shekel. Another machzah shekel to Bnei Ha'ir. Right? Not only that, Nimtu. Let's say the first shekel turns up. He says he lost it. It turns up. Now they say, oh, now we get a refund from the Beit HaMikdash? No, there's no refund. Oh, or Shehachzirim HaGanavim. Let's say the Ganavim have Rakharata and they return them. Now the guys say, oh, we get a credit for now. We don't have to give next year, right? We gave twice this year. No. Elu ve'elu shkalim heim. They're both good. Ve'ein olam lehem l'shana haba. You can't use them for next year. You can't use them for next year. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Olam lehem l'shana haba. No, you can use them for next year. You can use it for next year. No, that was only in the Midbar. Only in the Midbar. Now, it's just for the upkeep of the Beit HaMikdash to pay for the Kabbalah, the Tzibur. I take twice. It's not my fault the guy was robbed. It was legit. He was really robbed. The proof is the robbers returned the money. I have to give another one. I gave it because I didn't know what happened. Now the robbers, I got to give another one. No, I don't get credit for the second year. Says Rabbi Yehuda, no, you do. What do you see from my time with Rabbi Yehuda? What does that have to do with Yom Kippur? We'll see in a second. Amar Rava, Kasav Rabbi Yehuda, Chovat Shal Shana Zu, Krevel Shana Haba. My Chiyuv for this year can work for next year. So I gave twice this year. It's good for next year. Eisvi Abaya, 1 second. Par Vesir, listen to this. Par Vesir Shiyom HaKippurim, the par in this year of Yom Kippur. Sh'avdu, they were lost. V'hefish Achrein Tachteyen, and I gave another one. V'chein Tz'iri Avodah Zarah, or the Zeir from the whole Klai Yisrael worshipped Avodah Zarah. She'avdu, I lost it. I find another one. What's the halacha? Kulam Yamusu, they all have to die. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The same Rabbi Yehuda who said that I allow you to use the shkal for a second year, in this case it has to die. Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Yiru Adji Yistavu. No, it's good, you wait for it to get a mum. V'yimkru v'yiplu d'meyam l'adava she'ein chatos tzibur meitha. Because chatos tzibur doesn't die. Therefore, they're not, right? And what do you see from here? Why can't you wait and use these animals next year, according to Yehuda? Why not? If you can use... Now, the Avodah Zarah doesn't make sense because only one time in history. Yeah. But next year, I need another par and another seir. So why can't I wait until next year? I can do that with the shkalim. Why can't I do it here?
It's an age of Australia.
We're going to get to the age in a second. Right? What?
You talked about how you work out the age thing.
Right. The Tosfos is trying to ask a bomb kasha. He says, 1 minute. We have a din. That if you get a kapara from another animal, you can't use that first animal. What kind of question is this?
I got
kapara. Huh? What do you mean? You got a kapara.
Yeah.
No, the question is save it for next year. What happened this year? I have animal A. I lost it. What do I do? I get animal B. Oh, now I find animal A. So according to Yehuda, this year I got kapara with animal B. The question is, save animal A for next Yom Kippur. Ask Tosfos Shalom, how can you save it for next Yom Kippur? You got kapara with animal B. Once you get kapara with animal B, animal A is never going to allowed to be used. That's an old rule in Hilchas Chatos. What's the question? So he said that din only applies if it's a specific chatos. Here it's a chatos for the whole Klal Yisrael. Maybe that din doesn't apply. Therefore, you can save animal B. Yeah, you can save animal A for next year. That's the question. Amalei, his answer was, Kabanas Tzibur Kamarta? You're talking about a carbon tzibur? Shiny carbonos tzibur. Carbonos tzibur are different. Why are they different? Says Rashi. May Rosh Chodesh Nisan ve'elech ein bon mina yeshana. You can't use an old one. Once Nisan comes, you have to use it in the new stock. So the whole thing doesn't make sense. The whole thing doesn't get off the ground. Right? Okay. Kidir of Tavi Amar Voshia. Damar of Tavi Amar Voshia. Amar Kra. Zos olas chodesh bechadsho. Amar Torah. Amar Torah. Chodesh vahave li karban mitruma chadasha. Right? It has to be a truma chadasha. So what kind of question was that? Save the seir for next year? Well, Rosh Chodesh, which comes in between two. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which comes in between two Yom Kippurs, means you have to start from scratch. Ha tinach seir. That only makes sense for the seir, which is a carbon zebra. Par. Ma'ikel Neymar. But the par is a carbon yachid. It's the Kohen Gadol's own personal par. Why can't you save that one? Okay? You hear that question? Why can't I save that one for next year?
Because a carbon yachid has to die.
What?
Because a carbon yachid has to die.
But that's the question. Why does it have to die? Save it for next year.
Because it's
Gzeira. Oh, Gzeira par atu se'ir. Right. It's a Gzeira. We don't want anyone to get mixed up. People, oh, they saved the par, we'll save the se'ir. And the whole din of Rosh Chodesh Nisan starting over will fall by the wayside. You hear what's going on, Mati?
Yeah.
Make sense? Umishum Gzeri Yamusu? One second. For a Gzeri, you have to let it die? That's such a harsh thing. It's a Gzeri. You have to let it die? Va'od. Hadrav Tevi Amar of Yoshia Gufa Mitzvahi. That idea that Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it starts over. That's not, what is that? A Harg Vayavar? Not a Harg Vayavar. It's a mitzvah. It's a nice idea that you start from scratch. What if you don't start from scratch? Mitzvahi. Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Kabanos Tzibur. Haban Be'echad B'Nisan. On Rosh Chodesh Nisan, mitzvah lahavi min achadash. It's a mitzvah to start from scratch. Vim havi min ayashan yatsa el shachas a mitzvah. It's okay. Just what happened? You're missing on the mitzvah. It's a big deal. That for that reason, we're not going to save the animal for another year. Why not? Ela amar Rabbi Zeira. Here's the answer. Lefi she'ein ha-gorel kavua mishana lechaverta. Because you can't. The gorel. What happened? On Yom Kippur of Tashin Ayin Gimel. We did a goral. We have a par. We have a seer. We lost it. So we got another one. Now what happened? It turns up. What's the question? Save it for Tav Shinayin Dalet. There's no goral. So Gemara says, good. So for nice and vinegar. So bring another goral now. Take the same animal. Do another goral. What's the big deal?
And have it for
yeah.
Do I save the animal?
Next year, we do
the goral next year.
So well, Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes in the middle and that starts over. Yeah, but that's not a Harg Vayavar. I guess that's a Chachila.
It just doesn't sound right.
I know. Yeah. So Gzeira, people are going to say, it's Gzeira. Shemir, people will say, Hagorah Kaveh Mishan Lachaverta? You could use a goral for this year, for next year. What's going on here? Mm-hmm. Like Mati said, doesn't look right. Hati Nach Seir. That only makes sense for the goat, which is subject to a goral. Par Mayakul Amen. What about the par? Gzeira par atu seir. So Gzeira. Umishum Gzeira Yomusu. For that, what kind of Gzeira is that? For Gzeira, we're going to let it die? Amur Rabban Kamei Dabaya. Here's the answer. Listen to this part. Gzeira Mishum Chatos Shemesu Baleha. It's a Gzeira. Maybe the Kohen Gadol will die this year. What's the story? Why don't we save the par in Tafshinai and Gimel that we lost? We got another one. And then it turns up. So now we're saying, save a Tavshinayin Dalet. What's going to happen to Tavshinayin Dalet? There'll be a new Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol died. He was 100 years old. He died. There's a new Kohen Gadol. One second. A second Kohen Gadol now is allowed to use the carbon of the first Kohen Gadol? That's news to me. I didn't know you're allowed to do that. That's going to be a terrible killable. Right? Gzeira, Mishum Chatos Shemesu Ba'aleha. Says Rashi. Rashi says, Shema Yomus HaKohen B'Shanazu. Maybe the Kohen will die this year, right? Tosas argues on Rashi. He says maybe one of the Kohanim himself will die. Any Kohen will die. Others say, what's Tosas talking about? Because the problem with Rashi is if you say that the Shema Yomas HaKohen B'Shanazu, maybe the Kohen, meaning the Kohen Gadol, will die. What's the problem with that? Everybody knows the Kohen Gadol died. So that's big news. Everybody knows he died, right? People are going to make a mistake. People are going to make a mistake and think that if the Kohen Gadol can use the same power, I can also use the same power. I can also use the same chata. People really going to think that on Kohen Gadol.
Like the Kohen Gadol
dies. The Kohen Gadol dies. That's what Gemara said. Maybe the Kohen Gadol will die, and you're going to use the same animal, and people are going to say, "Look at this! You can use the same animal when someone else dies."
A bigger problem with these, you're watching now an animal for a year just to bring it back to the following year.
That's going to be the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's answer is, where am I up to? Hatinach par. That's only true by a par anyway. Seir Ma'ikel Amemar. What about the goat? Which is a carbon chatos tzibur, which can't die. The answer is, Gzeira Seir Otu par. Now the Gzera goes in the opposite direction. right? Atu mishum gzeira yamusu? For gzeira, Ella, here's the answer. Gzeira mishum chatos sha'avru shnasa. No, you know what the problem is? It has to be less than a year old. How are you going to have it more than a year old? Right? Why? Because it has to be 8 days old. So how are you going to get it 8 days old on this Yom Kippur, and it's going to be good for next Yom Kippur? So what are you talking about? Gzeira hi gufa chatos sha'avru shnasa hi? What do you mean, gzeira? What kind of gzeira is that? It's not a gzeira. It's not a gzeira. It's a fact. It's a fact. Yeah. No. Hello, Kasha. Karebi. It's like Rebbe. Netanya. Shana Tamima. You have a year to buy your house back. Right? You have a year to buy your house back in a walled city. Mona Shalosh Meres V'Shishim V'Chamisha Yom Ki Minyan Yemos HaChama. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds, it goes by the solar kit. 365. So therefore what? Therefore, you can have an animal 8 days old on Yom Kippur. You lost it. You're going to bring it next Yom Kippur. You're still less than 365. What number are you at? 362. Right? 362. He holds no, it's 12 months of lunar. But according to Rebbe, right, according to Rebbe, it would be okay. Right? If nis abra lamocher. Let's say they add a month, then it goes to the seller. You get an extra month, right? Right. Look at Rashi, the top Rashi. Velo tichlot, the year doesn't finish, we're talking about selling the houses. Ad shiagia ba'osa yom ba'osa chodesh emachrolo. The same month, the same year as it. And v'rebi mishkachas lo kigon shekdishu biyom shmini ledotso be'erev yom ha'kippurim. The eighth has to be Erev Yom Kippur. Right? Erev Yom Kippur has to be B'shana Pshuta, on a regular year. V'chi matu Yom HaKippurim Haba, next Yom Kippur, Akati lo malu la shin samach hei. It didn't get to 365. Ella, what should it say? That's not what it should say. It should say 3. Because if it's Erev Yom Kippur, it's day number 8. It should be 363. What does Rashi say? El Shin Samach Dalid. It's only 364. You're still within the year. What's Rashi talking about? Not easy. So the Mefarshim explained, sometimes it's not 354. It could be 355. So it's not always... So Rashi's giving you the worst case scenario. Exactly. So Rashi's giving you the worst case scenario. You'll be one day within. Not two. You'll be one day within. At the worst case scenario, you have 1 day extra. So anyway, you have 1 day extra. So
that counts
for 365 when we have fresh also. Right. Exactly.
Let's go pick and choose.
Exactly. Hati in Sabinal Hati Nachsi'ir. Paramaikal Amar. Xero Para to Seir. Umchum Xero Yamus. Vod Khatas Sha'abra Shnasa Laroa Azla. Right? Dhammar Shlokish Khatas Sha'abra Shnasa Rowanosa Ki Iluhio Mezbesa Kvaros Viroa. So we're left with the question, what's the answer? Why on earth can't you use it from 1 year to the next? Tomorrow we'll get the answer. All right? Everybody have a good day. We'll pick up tomorrow.
Good part.